Okay. Welcome to the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting, January 8th. Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Milchewski is absent. Forrestal?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
Millen?
Here.
Reifstech?
Here.
Schumacher?
Here.
Hedman?
Here.
And Pasola?
Here.
Recognition of our visitors. We have a couple of visitors here, friends of the library and two community members. And then amendments to the agenda. We do have one amendment to the agenda that we're going to add under new business, and that's the library emergency closing policy. And that's going to come after our finance committee meeting. And no presentations. If we can approve of the minutes, review the minutes from last month. I make a motion that we approve our minutes for last month's meeting on December 11th as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes. Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Reifstech?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
And Pasola?
Yes.
Correspondence, Shannon? Okay. Any public comment? Okay, Friends of the Library report.
I'm Kathy Murphy from the Friends of the Library. We had our monthly meeting today at our big project, one of our two big projects of the year, mini golf fundraiser is what we're working on, and it's moving along fine. We've got the raffle baskets out in the lobby. It's on Sunday, February 4th from 10 to 4, and everything's going well so far.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. And no staff comments? Report of our treasurer. Our treasurer is out today. Anything pressing, Shelby?
I didn't. Just my credit card statement was $960 charge for our 8 hotspots that we have.
I saw
that. Annual charge.
Okay.
And there's a $1,700 charge on there for ADS annual alarm monitoring. So that's immediately.
I saw that too.
Work.
Okay.
Then as far as the other bills, the large one for Verde Energy Efficiency Experts, that's the remainder of the phase 1 and 2.
Okay.
As far as the budget itself, on page 17, we still keep collecting development fees, which is awesome.
Okay.
I believe we collected $18,000 in December, so you can see the percentage of the budget that's way over what we had predicted, so that's wonderful.
That's good.
We are in our 67% spending for the year.
Okay.
Fiscal
year. Okay.
Fiscal year.
Cool. Well, where is it?
To make a motion to pay the bills in the amount of $52,139.01 for accounts payable, $37,611.19 for payroll, for a total disbursement of $89,750.20.
Second. Roll call.
Yes. Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Reifstech?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
And Pasola?
Yes.
Okay, reports from our library director.
Okay, so we are in our reading challenge right now for kids. That's running January 1st through the 29th. So Ms. Jeanette has a reading log for the kids, and then there will be a prize at the end. Let's see. We have 3 upcoming Illinois Libraries Presents virtual programs that we are a part of through a co-op agreement, and The first one will be January 11th, on Thursday. It's the future with AI. So that'll be an interesting program with sci-fi author Cory Doctorow. And then there will be another one Tuesday, February 6th, with author Jerry Kraft, and they will learn how to draw your own comics. And then Tuesday, February 20th, there is one, Feel the Romance, with Julia Quinn. She is the author of the best-selling Bridgerton books and the Netflix series, so that will be a nice Valentine's Day program. Mike is starting a new monthly financial seminar series. So in January, the presenter will talk about understanding reverse mortgages. In February, it'll be estate planning. And then in March, it'll be descendants' estates, selling and transferring real estate upon death. I'm in the process of doing a copier printer usage study, trying to determine how many printers we need to use and the amount of prints that we pay for and the toners, different toners that we buy if we can consolidate. So that's going on right now. We have the raffle baskets, of course. Kathy talked about that. I submitted our Illinois State Library per capita grant, and so you guys have the documentation for that. Let's see here. On the 10th, I will have an initial planning meeting with our strategic planning consultant. It will just be myself, and so I'll have more information next board meeting. Let's see here. I had to reach out to the school district about students parking in our lot. The other day we had yoga going on and a kids program, and there were no spots to park. So they made an announcement at the school and several other groups. They made announcements too, and made it over at the admin building. And so it's been pretty clear.
Okay.
So that's good. I started one-on-ones with the city. So those are pretty quick. Going over, speaking with Bart, just letting him know what we're working on, programs, and he's keeping me informed too.
Okay. That's good.
Just so you know, the minimum wage did increase January 1st to $14 an hour. And also, Paid Leave Act for All was put into place January 1st. So that will be a benefit for our part-time staff. They will earn, they can earn up to 5 days of leave of work in a 12-month period. And it's based on every 40 hours that you work, you earn 1 hour of paid leave.
Okay.
So they can't start using that for 90 days, so that would be March 31st is basically when they could start using that. The Department of Labor is still in the process of providing some guidance and resources, so we're still waiting along with the city on those guidance issues. So.
Is this for full or part-time or both?
Both.
It's all. Everyone.
Or they have their own vacation time already, or?
We, full-time does have their vacation time. So this is for, I believe, the part-time. This is, I think, if there was not time offered.
Okay, because I know most companies have incorporated that in with the full-time employee.
Right.
Or a time off,
Yeah.
That could be used for anything.
Anything,
as well.
Yeah. Just.
So we'll probably need to amend our policy.
I was going
to
say that policy committee.
Yep.
Once you...
Once we get some guidance from the state and that, I did let the staff know that it was coming and just to wait until I do more about them.
Right, see what the city does with it as well.
Yeah. Next month, I'm going to have the ELL volunteers come and have you guys recognize them for their service. This month is their 1 year anniversary.
Yes, I can't believe it's been
incorporating. So I thought that would be nice. And then hopefully, I'm going to mention this to the city as well and see if maybe they want to recognize them too.
Okay. Good.
But we are at 3 levels of conversation with this group. They meet 8 times a week. And we are up to 40 students.
Oh, wow.
6 languages.
Wow.
There's Spanish, Urdu, Ukraine, Mongolian, and a couple from Cameroon that speak French.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's good. I like it.
So cool. So, yeah, that will be next month.
Okay.
This Thursday, I am part of a director's group, and we are hosting the meeting here at the library. Some of the libraries that are coming: Shorewood, Fountaindale, Coal City, Morris, Fossil Ridge, Three Rivers, Piattone, Manhattan, Oswego, Joliet. So a lot of bigger libraries.
That's good.
Yeah, such a really good group.
Okay. And this is your director's meeting?
Yeah. Well, this is a different one.
Oh, okay.
I'm involved in that one and a local one.
Got it. Anything else for us?
I can point out on the last page of the packet, I do the statistics every month, and I compare last year's month to this year's month, and our programs and attendance are still growing like crazy. So we're up 52% in our programs, and our attendance is up 90%. That was a big one this month. That was really big. Usually it's in the 40-50%. Great.
Speaking of programs, do we have that guy come back this year for the MLK or not?
I'm sorry?
Did we have the guy come back this year for the MLK program that we did previous years?
No, we did not.
No? Mm-hmm. We didn't get him this year? Do we
this
have anything?
Year?
Yeah, for this year.
Jeanette has
things going on.
Some small things
okay.
going on.
Okay. So, no city council. We didn't have any standing committees. So we'll go to unfinished business, our HVAC update, chiller replacement. Anything?
We have not heard from the engineering firm yet. He did reach out, say he's working on it, but that is it. As far as repairs go, I talked about this one last month. There's a fan in the upstairs bathrooms that needs to be replaced that still hasn't come in yet.
Yeah.
And then there's a control board on our boiler that we need to replace.
Okay.
That they weren't concerned with. It's not a big issue, but they want to do both at the same time.
Okay. So we're just waiting for the parts for the control and the fan.
So otherwise, everything's good.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. The cold weather's coming.
I know. So that's the thing that we have to...
We want to make sure that the water keeps flowing and the fans keep moving.
And this is going to test us.
Yeah.
This
weather. So everything's working.
Okay. Well, we hope it continues. Okay. On to new business. We need to set she is the over the finance committee. Correct?
Yes, she is.
So, whatever date we set, we're just going to have to inform her and make sure that she can meet that date otherwise.
Yes, she had said that she would be good with any date.
So.
I am still waiting on, I had a meeting with Rob to go over my preliminary budget draft. I need to plug the numbers in, so I'm waiting for that to come back.
Okay.
Before we have our meeting.
Okay. So should we set the day?
We can set it. I would either do very end of January or beginning of February.
So we can do the beginning of. Well, what day were we looking at, Marlis, when you're available?
Okay. Let's see.
Okay, she said the end. Okay, so either the end of January or the beginning of February. So you want the first week in February, or
if we can,
like starting on the. Let's go to February.
Okay.
Starting on the.
Let's see. I know that's
On the 5th of February, starting that week?
5th would be
good. Are you ready?
Yeah, that's fine.
What day is good for you? Monday, Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday? Do you have Wednesday?
That's okay.
Okay, so we'll set it
six
now
o'clock.
Wednesday at 7. I mean, six. Wednesday the 7th at 6 p.m.
Okay.
February 7th. And all board members are welcome to come, not just the finance committee. February 7th at 6 p.m.
Because it'll be at 6, we can have it upstairs in the
boardroom. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll send out the link to just the whole board.
Okay. Perfect. And then, I don't know if you guys see, we had an amendment, the library emergency closing policy. And that's something we need to look at, being that we're about to have some.
So, weather. With the weather coming up.
Yes.
We do have a very small paragraph in our policy book.
Mm-hmm.
But
this is updated.
I've looked at a couple samples and kind of put this one together, and it reads nice and it's good for staff.
Yes.
Get one question.
And they get both of these would be in the policy.
This was just for reference.
Okay.
For all of the warning centers in those counties.
I think that's good to have it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do we need to approve?
So one of my questions is the highlighted or here.
Okay.
Is whenever decisions made to close the library, it's based on the general safety conditions for patrons and staff. The director shall discuss the following with the board president, or the decision to close the library under adverse conditions rests with the director.
I think that... I mean, you're here with your staff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the board members agree with me. She's the one that's here. She's leading this institution. So you should be able to make the decision, but then you could just inform us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to make sure everybody was okay.
Yes.
With that.
Yep.
Yes.
All right.
You guys agree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then this will tell how we're going to notify employees and staff.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the back side, it talks about winter storms. A warning is when we're really going to consider closing. Not
right.
Right now, we're under an advisory.
Right.
So we're not going to close then. I will look to what the city and what the school is doing as well.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. I think I heard that Plano was already closed for tomorrow, but Yorkville was still
the school,
pending.
They're pending. They sent out a possible email, but we'll know by 5 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Right.
5 a.m.?
5 a.m.
So it's just going to be a matter of doing it on a,
as a need-based basis.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you can make the determination, and then you can just inform that it's closed.
Okay.
Everybody agree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so... I make a motion to approve the library emergency closing policy with the notation that the decision to close is rests with the director.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes. Garcia.
Yes.
Millen.
Yes.
Reifstek.
Yes.
Schumacher.
Yes.
Hedman.
Yes.
Pasola.
Yes.
And Forrestal.
Yes.
Okay, so there's no need.
Fresh copy
for next month.
Mm-hmm.
There's no need for us to go into executive session. No business, new business, and so motion to adjourn.
Second.
This is faster than you.